The Plan Brazil Without Extreme Poverty is an initiative that tends to mobilize Brazil to try to overcome extreme poverty. President Dilma is leading this initiative together with governor of states, mayors, CEOs, and federal public firms, and NGOs, and a series of other organizations that are addressed to eradicate extreme poverty in Brazil. It's a national mobilization, and we are assured that by 2014, extreme poverty will be part of the Brazilian past, never more of the Brazilian future.
What is the Plan Brazil Without Extreme Poverty, and how many people are reached? How much is invested? Can you explain the main topics of this plan?
The plan was launched by President Dilma Rousseff in June 2011, and it's a threefold initiative. It involves an income assurance, access to public services, and productive inclusion of beneficiaries. Income assurance is guaranteed basically by the Bolsa Família program, which is probably the largest conditional cash transfer program in the world. Access to public services are being guaranteed by a series of initiatives in the area of healthcare, education, housing, and so on and so forth. Finally, and productive inclusion is related to a series of programs that are addressed to job training and for people who are living in urban areas, and distribution of seeds and water for people living in rural areas, and some support, financial support, for them to support the production of food. So overall, these three sorts of different initiatives intend to lift out of extreme poverty 60 million Brazilians who are still living in extreme poverty until 2014.
It is expected to be invested only in 2012, $10 billion in the Bolsa Família. Given the international crisis, would it be there any risk to finance a program like this in Brazil?
Not in Brazil, really. Actually, the overall cost of the program is like 0.4% of GDP. So it continues to be a relatively cheap and affordable program. What it can explain why it reaches 13 million families at the same time it costs a relatively affordable price is that it's a very well-targeted program. So we are making small transfers, but to the right families, that is, the neediest families in the country. So overall, the cost is relatively low, the administrative costs are low as well, and the program can be maintained and inclusive in a situation, global recession.
And finally, how can this experience be applied to other parts of the world?
Actually, CCT programs, or conditional cash transfer programs, have been implemented in more than 17 countries nowadays, most of them in Latin America. It's a very flexible kind of program that can be adopted by several different contexts, national contexts. They tend to be very effective in the fight against poverty, and at the same time, relatively cheap, and compromising is only a small part of the federal budget.